I'm Nick Wallace. This is reporting Depp v. Heard. Regular updates from the court in the celebrity trial of the century.
Hello and welcome to another reporting Depp v. Heard. It's Tuesday. This trial finishes on Friday. We're all still just about going. Park bench interview today is with a lady dressed as Amber Turd. I kid you not, here she is being interviewed by Court TV. We will be speaking to Priscilla about hating on Amber, why she thinks it's okay to give her so much grief, and the point that she's trying to get across, which is helping male victims of domestic violence come forward. First, let me give you a quick rundown of what happened in court today. There was a motion to strike at the end of Amber Heard's witnesses, where Amber Heard's team said, Johnny Depp's team. God, I'm so tired. Johnny Depp's team said that Amber Heard had basically failed to reach the evidential bar for libel, and therefore her $100 million countersuit, which she's filing against Johnny Depp for the statements that Adam Waldman made to the Daily Mail in 2020, should be struck out. The judge listened to both parties and said she would do no such thing. The jury had to make a decision on that, which they now will. So we started with rebuttal evidence today. We had a combination of experts, expert witnesses, and various depositions which were being played to court. We had three people come back: Richard Marks, Mike Spindley, and Doug Barnier. God, I can't believe I remember those names, to come and rubbish Amber Heard's expert evidence. We also had the surgeon who did the plastic surgery on Johnny Depp's finger. It was mainly about whether or not the cast that Johnny Depp had in his hand gave his hand any mobility to either strike someone or to grip something. And the results of that deposition... Oh, no, it wasn't a deposition, was it? It was a live piece of evidence. And it was, I would say, probably inconclusive. There was also another English witness today. He was very posh, spoke like Ben King, the butler, but wasn't a butler. He was actually a professor of psychiatry, educated in London, New Zealand and New York, currently a professor at Stanford University. And he essentially rubbished, in the very politest terms, everything that Dr. Spiegel said in favour of Amber Heard yesterday. So that was most of the afternoon. And then there was a lady right at the very end of the day who confirmed that of the $3.5 million pledge that Amber Heard had made to Los Angeles Children's Hospital, only $250,000 had so far been received. At least I'm sure she said $250,000. It was very hard to make out exactly what she was saying because she had a mask on, and she did speak about a $100,000 donation and a $250,000 donation. But I don't know why she was only counting $250,000, unless I misheard her, which is entirely possible, because it was in a mask, in a deposition, on a YouTube screen. It may have been 350,000, but it certainly sounded like 250,000. Anyway, rambling on now. Let me introduce you to Priscilla, and I will be back afterwards to say bye-bye. Day 22 of the Depp v. Heard trial. Priscilla has come to make the world a little bit more gay, dressed as Amber Turd.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Correct. Take me through the outfit, first of all.
So, I actually went online last week, and I was looking for a turd costume.
Yeah.
And it was expensive. It wasn't going to get here in time. So I had to go for, like, the sexy turd look, and then I got inspired.
Right.
And just went... Why don't I just get her hair too?
Okay, so that's not your own hair?
No, and this is definitely a wig.
This is, I can see this Halloween.
Right?
You could start a trend. If this catches on YouTube.
I'm hoping it catches on.
Right, yeah,
imagine
yeah.
Amber Turd's all over Halloween parties this year.
But, I saw a video of Amber Heard walking into court today with people shouting, Amber Turd, Amber Turd, Amber Turd. People could say that you're just abusing someone unnecessarily.
That I'm instigating, right?
Well, that you're instigating, that you're hating on someone who is either mentally ill and a fantasist or is a victim of sexual abuse.
And that is a very good point to make. I, especially the former of the two points that you made. I think that those are the things that really doesn't have to be considered when it comes to memeing and trolling in this day and age. That's how a lot of us cope with situations. That's how we express ourselves. Would we do it collectively if we collectively felt this is a victim. Mm-hmm. We feel this is a victim. A lot of us are DV victims. A lot of us have male DV victims in our lives. Yeah. And we've seen what is playing out now played out in our own personal lives.
So let's talk about that first then, if you don't mind. Sorry, I just had to start on the costume. But we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Tell me about, you said you've seen issues relating to victims, well, domestic violence with both genders. Am I steering towards the right terminology here?
You are.
Explain what's happened in your life.
And I would say, however, the domestic violence that I experienced was more in, you know, gender reverse, where the male is the victim, the female is the
And was this someone who was quite close to you?
Yes. And it's very hard, especially because if it's your father, if it's your uncle, you see it in them how it ultimately destroys them. It demasculates them, or emasculate, I believe is the word.
Yeah.
And that they feel to the extent that they can't even speak of it as if it's bothering them.
Well, I do get the sense, especially from covering this trial, that there is a whole untapped discourse something that is shunned in the mainstream, the dialogue of men who have been abused, how they get to express themselves, how they come forward, how they are able to articulate it and get justice and get results as in the same way that many women can, if they're brave enough to come forward, they can often receive some help and possibly the help that they need to get out. That there isn't enough resources put into male victims of domestic violence and also men feel very, very difficult about coming forward to express any problems they might be having.
Very ashamed. And I feel in a way I can relate to it, not because I'm a male, but for example, and this is, you know, kind of left field, unrelated.
Yeah.
I have multiple sclerosis. I was undiagnosed for over a decade. And I mean, I've been called a hypochondriac to my face by a neurologist. And it gets to a point where they make you feel such a way because you're young, you're experiencing all these issues, but you're too young to have these issues, right? So you could have...
So you've had experience of not being believed.
Of not being believed, absolutely. And being looked at as, there's no way. There's no way you could be going through this. There's no way it could be that bad. Yeah.
And you, you're a fun person to be around. I've already realized that within 10 minutes
Thank
of
you.
Meeting you. And if I could now bring it back to this situation that we're in here, I know what I think I've got an idea of what you're trying to do. You're trying to draw attention to this for a good reason, but it will come across to many people watching this that you're trying to draw attention to all this for a good reason, but you're doing it in a way that hates on an individual who has already been found to be a credible witness in an English court, and we don't know what the verdict is in this case. And it cannot be nice for her to be walking into court, as I saw this morning, with hundreds of people screaming, Amber Turd, as she got out of a van. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think when it comes to the victory in the UK trial, I mean, obviously I'm not from the UK, I am American. Being that if they saw all of this, how is it that it came out so defamatory towards Johnny Depp at the end of it all? I would feel a little more neutral on things if maybe they won on a very slim technicality that is so just... You know, it's just one of those things in the court system.
Yeah.
But there's no, you know, we're seeing it play out live for us every single day. We're not crazy to assume, like, where are all these photos you speak of? I know that there is a lot more evidence out there, right?
Well,
and I've seen said evidence.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I've looked at quite a lot of evidence from both trials as well. And I'm going to be very interested to see what verdict the jury come up with.
Me too.
But the way that the evidence that has been coming out and being used on social media has created this wellspring of hatred towards Amber Heard. Mm-hmm. Now, does she deserve that?
I wouldn't say that she deserves it, and I wouldn't say that she doesn't deserve it. It's not for me to...
I mean, does anyone deserve that kind of hatred? I mean, what has she done wrong?
Well, if you're going to say what has she did wrong, a lot. I mean, she physically abused.
I don't think she's admitting domestic abuse. I think she's saying that she acted reactively to the abuse she was getting.
So
and she has admitted on tape, started hitting someone,
and
that he walked away from that, and she called that being a baby.
Yeah.
No. I understand that. I'm just being very careful for legal reasons and because we haven't had a verdict in this case. But no, I understand
and
where you're
of
coming
course,
from.
Everything is allegedly, because we are not there to begin with.
Absolutely. I just wonder, and I don't know whether I'm being prim or sanctimonious about this, and I could be, but I just think that whilst there's a lot to be said for televising the trial live, it has created an environment where even if the verdict goes in her favour, she will still be hated.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, that's, you kind of have to put forth better evidence. You know, if you're going to do something so big, if you're going to really go out there and you've taken the time to take so many photos, so many videos, so, you know, you have to put forth credible evidence. And if it's not there, it's not there.
But her only crime is saying in one sentence that she was a public figure representing domestic abuse. That's the only thing that she's done wrong, isn't it?
Well, shoot. Wrote an op-ed and allegedly.
But that was the phrase in the op-ed and the headline, which she didn't write, but which she did retweet. Yeah. But that's all she's done wrong, isn't it? The rest is him suing her.
Yes and no, because there are still huge implications in the things that she has said. There's also allegedly who put forth a lot of this footage, right? And I know that, you know, some of it, of course, is from Johnny Depp's side. But there's a lot of it where it's denied, oh, well, no one has given up this footage. And it's just one of those things where you really sit and you feel the fishiness. And back on the conversation of, is this going overboard, right? And I thought about that.
Says a woman dressed as a turd.
Is
this a little bit much?
I mean, I guess as an American, it's a little different, you know, because we do radically view... You know, our First Amendment, we'll review our First Amendment in a very radical way.
Listen, you can make the argument that people are entitled to be entertained by this trial.
However, there is, I believe, if you're going after victims as a whole, then you are crossing the line. If people are going out there and, you know, putting, what is it called? A bruised kid on their own face.
Yeah.
If they're trying to dress like her and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I feel like that's definitely absolutely crossing the line. That's not the message anyone wants to send, but...
Do you think, as an advocate who wants to help people who have been abused, that this hating on Amber Heard could stop other victims of domestic abuse coming forward?
No.
You don't think so? You don't think they'll take one look at what's happening to her and they'll go... Christ, if I try and get help, this is going to end up in court. I'm going to get sued for defamation and I'm going to have my entire private life spread all over the media. Because that's what a lot of people are saying. They're saying that this, all the jokes that you're making about Amber Heard, she won't get to see them, but other victims of domestic abuse will, and it will stop them from coming forward.
Yeah, being that I am in that circle, you know, in the circle of domestic abuse, sexual abuse, things of that nature, it doesn't stop people like us who really, truly are going through these things. It doesn't stop us from coming forward. It doesn't stop us from making our police reports. We may not have the money to fight it in court because we are the common people, but it does not stop us. A person who is truly being abused, who knows they're being abused, has the photo evidence, which is not difficult to get. If you're being beat, if you're being pummeled, it is not difficult to get that photo evidence.
And so what are you hoping that is good that will come out of this trial?
That people will start looking at male domestic abuse victims more seriously.
Yeah.
And that they're not pussies, they're not big babies, they're not weak men. And hopefully that they feel that they can also speak out on it, that they see someone as macho and manly as Johnny Depp and can feel, you know, if he could come out, I can come out too.
Right.
And that's essentially what I just want people to feel, you know, I can come out.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it deters. I don't think that things like this deters. Now, I would think that if someone is, like I said, actually going out of the way to look like a DV victim, I think that's going too far. That is... in a sense, going after actual DV victims.
Mm-hmm. No, and I'm very grateful to you for your opinion. Yeah. Thank you very much for joining me on day 22 of this very, very lengthy trial. I'm sorry if my questions weren't as good as they could be. I'm starting to get a little bit like this now.
You know what I mean? And I appreciate it.
It's a long day.
You know what? That's what makes good news.
Yeah.
That's what makes unbiased news. Even if you feel like you're on our side or whatever side you feel, you ask the questions you need to ask because that's how people are going to think about it.
Well, I tell you what, it's been really refreshing, actually, this week. There has been a multiplicity of voices and opinions, and I like the way that people are having these discussions around and about outside the court building as well, because, I mean, my thing is that things go wrong when people stop communicating and just sort of start hating at each other, and the best way to get to the bottom of people's perspective is just to sit down and talk to them. So,
exactly.
Priscilla, I'm very, very grateful to you for doing that today.
Thank you. Well, I just want to say one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Piggybacking on what you just said, yeah, it's all fun and games. We're all yelling Amber Turd. But at the end of the day, I will still sit here and I will still listen to what anyone has to say. Because it's not about arguments. It's not about who's right, who's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being able to come together and have these conversations and
get
a little bit closer to an understanding.
How do you think she does feel about being called Amber Turd, though?
Oh, I mean, of course she doesn't feel good about it. It's hard for me to sympathize.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
Whatever the rights and wrongs of what she's doing, she is a fun person, and I'm grateful to her for the interview. So that's it for Reporting Debt Be Heard for today. Goodbye from Fairfax County Court behind me. I will be back tomorrow. I'm counting down the days, but I'm still having fun and meeting people and learning things, which I guess this is what life is all about, as well as this court case. Bye-bye now. I'm Nick Wallace. This is Reporting Depp v. Heard.